I'd like to invite forward the children, those who'd like to come forward for a brief children's message. Come on down here, Drew, I see you. In our reading here this morning, maybe you caught it, it talks about how God sent a man, his name was John, did you hear that? John the Baptist, to talk about the light was Jesus, so that everyone could believe in Jesus, is what that passage was about, John chapter 1. Let's just get those details right for just a moment. John the Baptist was not the light, right? He's not the light. He came to just tell people about the light. Jesus is that light. And that gets me to thinking about the role that light plays in our life. Let's think about that. What do you use light for in your life? Drew, I saw your hand first. What? Okay, you do use it to see, all right? To see specific things, yeah? Alyssa, what do you use light for? Okay. Did anyone lose power yesterday? Did that didn't just happen to us, other people? Okay. Did we use light to see anything in our household? No, we didn't. I did. I used a flashlight. Yeah? Okay. We use light to see all sorts of things. It's helpful to us, isn't it? Yeah? Drew?
Sometimes you use light in the dark when you're
doing stuff in the
dark.
Yeah,
because... The headband light.
Yeah, you see your dad. I've seen him with the headband light. What is he looking at? What does it help him see?
It helps you see stuff so that you don't crash into stuff.
Okay, so you don't crash into stuff. That's very good. Yeah. Good. Good answers, guys. Thanks for thinking about answers and how light works in your life. Miles, go ahead and sit up, buddy. There you go. We're almost done. Thank you. Have you noticed that lights are starting to go up around the city? What are your favorite light decorations maybe in the neighborhood or in the city? Like I mentioned at the start of the service, we already... Some lights are already coming on the Benton County Fairgrounds. Does anyone like to go to the Benton County Fairgrounds and see all the displays and the lights? Yeah? Or the Philomath Christmas tree, it's going to be lit up this Tuesday. What kind of decorations do you guys, what's your favorite decorations? Do you have one in your neighborhood or in the community that you like to see? Drew?
A doggy decoration on trees.
You see what?
A doggy decoration on trees.
Doggy decorations on trees, those are your favorite? All right. Well, I'm not sure what that means, but thanks for sharing, Miles. That's good. Light? Okay, we're seeing lots of light being lit around us. What we want to think about as we see those lights shine is that this is a reminder that Jesus is coming. And through Jesus, there is no darkness. He lights it up. And so one little thing that you're noticing at church that's a little bit different, I'm going to show you here in just a second, just stay right there. To recognize that Jesus is entering our darkness, we are lighting these special candles here up on the Advent wreath. The darkness that we have in life is overcome by each of the themes of these candles. Today, hope. Jesus lights up our life with his hope. Next week, we're going to light the peace candle. Jesus lights us up with peace. Then there's this pink candle in a couple weeks. This is the candle that represents, what do you think? Do you know? Joy. Jesus lights our life up with joy. And then finally, the last one that we'll light up is, it represents that Jesus lights our life up with, let's see, that last one, is love, his love, all right? So be thinking about that. As you see all the lights come up around in the community, it's to remind us that Jesus is the true light, and this is how he lights up our life and the darkness that we see. So thank you for coming up today and listening for some time. You can go back to your parents. Okay, thank you.